Rubio, woke companies partnering with communist Chinese working to kill Uyghur anti-slave labor bills in House. By Jeff Poor on October 28, 2021. During a Thursday appearance on FBN's Mornings with Maria, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, criticized so-called woke American companies for their hypocrisy in partnering with the Chinese government, which he labeled a genocidal government that is using Uyghur Muslim slave labor. The Florida GOP senator said those companies were getting away with it because the media were ignoring it. When you look at their bottom line and the decisions they make, these guys have no problem sending an American job to another country, and they have no problem screwing around with their workers, so that they love to tell us how to spend taxpayer money and lecture us about social justice and equity and whatever other woke label they can come up with, but they're hypocrites, he said. They're hypocrites. These are companies that are willing to do business and partner with a genocidal government in China. A government that's actually putting Uyghur Muslims in work camps using slave labor that they're up here lobbying now to kill our Uyghur or slave labor bill that's stuck in the House, Rubio continued. These companies, the hypocrisy is extraordinary, and they get away with it. They get away with it because most of the media won't cover it for what it is. Rubio said explain how those within the Biden administration were working with the Chinese and added that Nike and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce were also lobbying on behalf of the communist nation. I'm sure, Mark Milley's counterpart in China gave him a heads up about the hypersonic missile being launched, he said. But here's what I would add to all that. And that is, I don't know if someone's getting paid, I can tell you what this is true. The Chinese Communist Party has developed an expertise. They have refined and really mastered the art of deputizing American corporate class to come to Washington, D.C., and be their lobbyist. And what they tell him is, hey look, you have 2%, 3%, 5% of the market share, and China's 1.5 billion people. You want to keep it, then go to Washington and get your member of Congress to block it or your key member of Congress to block it. So this place is full of people that love to talk tough on China, but when the rubber meets the road, they're not there. And the reason why they're not there is because someone gets to them and says, hey, this is bad for business. This is not a good thing. We know the companies that have either openly or secretly been out there lobbying, Rubio added. Nike's tried to kill this and others as well. We've had some chambers of commerce do it. All of them because they're making money in China. And they don't care if it is being produced. The products that they're sourcing are being produced by slaves. They don't care because it helps the bottom line and their quarterly earnings and everything else. And they've got American politicians doing their bidding under the guise of, either secretly or under the guise of economic growth. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.